Well, he was faithful to the end. through his political honor.
But actually, Smeekins was accorded a ceremonial treatment in the courtroom of the Supreme Court.
Oh, indeed he was.
See, I didn't know.
As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't in the front of the books. I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't.
Back in the early 71, I have the date somewhere. But anyway, I didn't want to belabor it too much. It was something to...
Yeah, interesting.
Let's take another one. Let's see if there's a short one here. Sure. What's your attitude generally? I put this down and then found I couldn't confirm that you had much activity in this. Advisory opinions, do they have, does the Supreme Court have any role there? I know the Constitution provides for them.
Yeah.
And they got to be, they got to be quite numerous in their request in the late 70s and early 80s. And the court was being asked to do all kinds of things, began to be show some reluctance. What do you have to say about advisory opinions?
Well, I'm not really thrilled with advisory opinions, quite frankly. I'm kind of a traditionalist, and I think the case and controversy concept in the United States Supreme Court is a good one and should generally be followed. I had to write an advisory opinion early on in my days on the court, and I've struggled with it. It's very difficult because the advisory opinion has to focus on something. What are the issues? If you're being asked about the constitutionality of a piece of legislation, you can only consider those allegations of unconstitutionality that occur to you or occur to somebody.
Frank Kelly.
But there being nobody there saying it's unconstitutional for this reason and this reason and this reason, it's very difficult for you to conclude that it is constitutional in any sort of meaningful way, because you can only say, if this question is raised, we'll come down this way, and if that question is raised, we'll come down this way. But we haven't answered any other questions because it never occurred to us to do so. So I think that that's a problem. I'm not really thrilled with them, and I think the idea of trying to have use the Supreme Court as the office of the Attorney General is not a good idea.
Is there anything worth saying about the, what it's called, the quasi-rude ejection of the Supreme Court from the Capitol?
We could do an hour on the 50-cent parking episode.
Oh, well, that's part of it. But
it was part of that came up.